Simon Tess, Sif Zion. Ketel Asiyas Erev. So how do you make an Erev? Erev Tchumen. If he wants to go to the end of the tchum, or somewhere in the middle, and spend and wait at the, he'll be there in Shmoshes. So that's the main way to make an eruv tchum, is with that person actually being there. Even though he didn't say my shvisa wants to be in that place. He just spent the time there in Shmoshes. As it became dark, he was there, and he was there without saying anything. If that was your intent, that becomes your mokum. When a person leaves his house and go there, it's pretty obvious his purpose is to create a place for himself. But if the person was traveling and he just ended up there, you might have argued that it's not obvious that he's trying to get his shvisa there, unless he would speak it out. Say, no, even so, that the shvisa is valid in that place. Colonel Paimama below Mary gets this Paimama without saying anything. He doesn't want to spend the evening there as it's getting dark. So he goes there during the daytime, places two meals worth of food there. Now, we're going to say over here, the halacha over here is kol echad ve'echad, each person, we have the following halacha. If the person is ill and he eats a smaller amount, so we go with his smaller amounts. But O Ravson, Shir Sheshudas Beninir Shehem Kishishabe. A person who's a large eater, well, if you tell me that a person who's sick and a small eater, we follow his amount, you could mistakenly think that we do that the same thing by a person who eats a large amount, we'd have to put a large amount for him. He says, no, there we follow the Shebeninir. The Shebeninir is six eggs worth. Three bayim per meal. Me bread. The Rebbe calculate because a kibaya of bread was one slice. You buy a bakery loaf of rye bread, 2 pound loaf of rye bread. You take a slice out of the middle of that. That is one kibaya. So basically, three slices of bread. One meal would be three slices of bread. Two meals worth would be six slices of bread. So that's pas, if he uses bread. And we call Dabra Shemishtatim by Shetuvim Avuos. We had it before by Shetuvim Avuos, the Chazal Rameko, whereas by Rubi Chatzeris, you must have bread. By Shetuvim Avuos, Chazal Rameko, to use wine, to use things which are malavis as a pas, to use chaimets, you know, they have a lot of things over there which you can use. So all this work over here. Even lift them. So it's going to be something which is a lift-in, which is an accompaniment to the meal, not the actual meal. So then, the amount you would use for two meals worth of as being the accompaniment is sufficient. Varmarini says, and he declares that this Erev is going to be there for the purpose, is being put here for the purpose of allowing him to become its Malkim, and tomorrow we can travel 2,000 amos from this place. So over here there's a requirement of a mirror. Because over here, during Meshmoshes, he's not there. Whereas on the case before, right, he is there. So since he's not there, the only way it's going to be effective, he explains why he's doing this. Now, because we're on the base, he can go back, spend the night in his house. We count that as his place, and if we can measure his tchum from there, we consider it as if he's there. Okay, now comes along the Shulchan Aruch and answer Kenech. What about a person who's in an interesting situation where he has two main places?
Two functional places which function.
Tamidim or Eichlim Eitzel Bali Batim, Shabbateim Besodim. Mechazim Alonim Bebeisir Abba. So they tag. So the tag sometimes the people that were, the Rav was in town, and that's where they slept. But in regards to where they would eat by the bottom about them. So they would eat by the balabals who lived maybe outside of the town, a little bit out into the field. So within the tchum, right? So now, so where's their ikur makom? The beginning of Shabbos, they're out there with this balabas, maybe let's say that's their makom achila. But they're going to be sleeping by Beis Rabba. So where's their makom in that situation? That's where they spend it. Filipino, where they're living, should that make her for Tamidim? That's the main thing. They came here, they didn't come here to hang out once up during Malabat and Prasabu. They came here to be where the Rebbe is and learn from him. So show me how you have faith in Gam Lechel, Elo Hoyusha Mazen Haraya. If they could theoretically, if there'd be enough money that the Rav could feed them, they wouldn't go to these families' houses. They have no interest in getting invited out. You know, their goal over here was to have a place to learn, and if they had a place to eat over there also, they'd be just as happy. Yeah. Mr. Burlan is over here, so it's a kavod. So the first eight is to go out there, you have to be there the whole Benish Moshes. So that's the main way of doing it, just being there. That's called in the Gemara's phrase, being Ma'ar Baraglov. It means you're standing in that place, that's called being Ma'ar Baraglov. Yes, you can mitzvah so chavches. More than yochel arba pass if the chachila, but not saying that passes b'di'evit. What we're saying is the following: you could the kana hoy beregel. You could the kana chazal was that the person could go out there and stand out there and make that his malkus. And then we said another layer of a heter. The kadei shlo lahakel lov shlo yitzarch leidach sham ba'atzma davka v'leishav sham ashadashah. That's pretty, you know, creepy thing. So, 2,000 amas away from the city, you know, it's pretty dark. And he said, no, the whole Ben Hashemosh is getting very, very dark. Go by yourself. And then you walk back in the city and they were very dark. They didn't have street lights lighting up the sky, you know. So, it's very dark. So, Chazal made a set of cooler that the person shouldn't have to do that. So, Chazal said, you can go out there and put 2 meals worth of whatever and create an air like that. But the eager way to make an air was by being there. So Pass has Aram to be there the whole time, and B you can use the shliach. So you can sit in your house the whole time and ask this guy who's going out there anyway, put it down for me. We'll talk about it later on the Shulchan Aruch about the shlichus. Okay. And it says, whether he's went out there specifically from his house for this purpose, or whether he was traveling along. There still is a difference. When he leaves his house, we don't say he loses his tchum right away. When he gets to that place and he talks about the time, and that was his intent to do that, that's what's going to make it happen. He was out there, I don't know, just in the, not for the intent of making a shvisa, but he's coming to some shvisa. He had no intent, and a kind of some shvisa, he's right next to his house. Why should he want to replace if he thinks intended? He actually thinks, I want to change. He doesn't think, he says, well, you're here, so this is not your book. No, my makom is my house. I'm right here by my house. I'll go back to my house. So, Amal Baba Derech Lechosh Kulay. Afilu Lani Skamel to Sham Shvisa. Meila Nikon Lesh Sham Shvisa. Yesha Pai Mamam Lechom Lechosav. Vukay Yoshit Moshe Nisbar Aliyah Simen Tafal. So we had this before, that a person even sleeping the whole time of Ben Hashmash, he had no intent at all. That's going to become his mother. That's the correct way to phrase this. He eats small meals. You calculate his current small meals. Means you can get away with even less than six pay. Within the zaken, somebody who's elderly. Sharon gam kain kvi ochle. A lot of bori masharon loyelam besuda benin yeres to come in. So a person who's a zaken also. We have that cool zaken rechav. So you put a lot there. Robson, so I'm very Robson. It's a new case. Like Koi, Adaliel, Rakhdin Akashwin, it's a new case. Now, after Bechel, the day, Misharin, even Bechel, you look at the person, Kamok, and Robson, Misharin, Misuda, Bain and Yers, Misharin. If I Robson, the person eats a lot, we still measure it according to the average amount. Who Mishum, the Mishnaim, also in the Hokkos. It means we're basically being Makel for both. So the Kharlo eats less, we're Makel. For the person who eats more, we would say that you go with the standard. Shishabayim, six eggs worth in klipasim. And these six eggs worth would be measured eggs together with their klipas. That's the amount which Chazal where Mishaya was chashama for this purpose. Okay. Now, what's considered other types of foods you could use? There's another opinion that says it's eight eggs worth. Really, you should do eight. You should do eight bams worth. Because Machlok is how you pass in a Gemara, whether the shear of a Muslim for a Suda is three or four bams. So two is going to be six or eight. The other items can be used. Like Rubin Chatzer, Shem Rabbi Nol Bapas. Rubin Chatzer requires specifically bread. Shatan Boy. Vinish Mishalei Hanami Kikr.